Do you have any names, like Shotgun House, for different designs of different houses?
No.
Okay, have you ever heard ranch style?
Mm-mm.
How about split level?
Yeah, I heard of split level.
Split level.
Mm-hmm.
What about some of these old, big old homes that you see riding along the beach with big columns and everything? Would you have a name for them?
Well, they're not really mansions, but I guess that's what they call them.
Alright. What about a building where a number of different families live? That would just be a...
an apartment house, I guess.
Do you ever hear people call places like that apartment complexes?
Well, not here, but I've heard apartment complex.
What, on TV?
Uh-huh, TV.
Have you ever heard of, say, having a number of apartment buildings lined up in a row so that there's no space between them? Call that a row house?
Mm-hmm. I've heard that.
Have you?
Uh-huh.
Would there be some in town?
Not that I know of.
But you have heard the word
row house.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
The way I was describing it?
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I don't know if you have these in Gulfport or not, but they're big apartment buildings, I guess you could call them, and usually the people actually buy their own apartment instead of just renting it.
Mm-hmm.
They're usually pretty exclusive, you know, swanky places.
Yeah. I don't know any down here.
Have you ever heard of condominiums?
Yeah.
Do you have those in this area?
Well, if we do, not too many.
Mm-hmm. But you would call it a
condominium. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Never heard that word short.
Uh-uh.
A condo?
Mm-mm.
Okay. Alright, what about an apartment that takes up an entire level of the building? Would you have a name for that?
Mm-mm.
Okay, what about a flat?
Uh-uh.
Okay. And, I think you said your father... Okay. I think you said your father was in this business, but a man like... who works in an apartment building and does maybe minor repair, electrical work, or plumbing, or cleaning. You would say he was the...
Janitor.
Yeah, okay. Do you have a name for the man who works in an apartment complex who actually lives there, and his job is to take people around and show them apartments if they think they might want to rent?
Landlord or manager.
Okay. All right, getting into something a little different. Tell me some of the equipment that you would use to take care of your yard or garden.
Rake, a hoe, and lawnmower.
Talking about lawnmowers, you make a distinction. I don't even know if you've seen one of these or not, but I can remember actually using a lawnmower. It didn't have a motor. You just had to push it to make the blades go around.
Uh-huh.
What would you call something like that?
I would just call it a lawnmower.
A lawnmower, okay. Would you call the one that had a mower anything different to distinguish it from the one you had to push?
No.
Okay. What I was wondering about is whether you would use the word push mower for the one without a mower and power mower for the one that did have a mower.
Mm-hmm.
Or would you just call them a lawnmower?
Mm-hmm.
Just lawnmower.
Mm-hmm.
What about the one, if you're really fancy and you have a big yard, you can ride and play around?
Ride along.
Okay. And you mentioned rake. Do you have names for different types depending on whether you use it for raking leaves or for like raking dirt in the garden?
No, just rake.
Just rake.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And let's say if you were going to have a garden.
Mm-hmm.
There's a machine that you can get that has a motor on it. It looks kind of like a lawnmower, but it has big blades, you know, like a plow, and that digs up the dirt. Have you ever seen those?
Mm-hmm. But I don't know what they're called.
Okay, have you ever heard tiller or rotor tiller?
Tiller.
Tiller.
Uh-huh.
That would be it. Okay.